When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Holistic Health Anxiety Podcast Talks, where we believe in healing one life at a time. Join us as we explore the intricate world of anxiety, sharing insights and practical tips to help you cope and thrive. Each episode features inspiring conversation with authors, doctors, and mental health professionals who share their experiences and expertise. Together, we uncover the tools and strategies to navigate the challenges of anxiety, reminding us that we are not alone on this journey. So let's all heal together. Or podcast, let's have a chat. Or even today, we're going to look at a question from one of my past clients, and she wrote, "Why do we get overwhelmed? You know, anxiety. I always feel overwhelmed, to be honest, and I want to do so much and often end up doing nothing." And you know, I really took a deep dive on this, but I think how do you answer that question? Always feeling overwhelmed, and I think there's whole bunch of questions that we need to ask ourselves. And what I'm going to do today, my friends, is I'm going to really slowly kind of ask these questions, right? So so we can all follow and see what pops up to you. And I'll give a little bit of a pause so you guys can think about it, and we'll get our intuition running. We're going to get into it, right? Into it, so we can get some answers. We'll pretend that you are a counselor or a psychologist, or you read some stuff, and allow the information to come out of the big storage department in the sky, in the ether. All right. So how do we address that? Why am I feeling so overwhelmed, so frustrated or really just can't handle things, and I just stop things? And you know, it all kind of, you know, for my opinion, I think it comes back from our conditioning, past conditioning, our programs that we're running all the time. 95% of our mind is full of past conditionings, and there's some serious questions that that we can be, before I go into the detail of what overwhelming is, and on a scientific level, and also just playing with the idea and see what we come up, right? By the way, this is Nick Janser from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, your anxiety coach. So welcome aboard for the newbies, and thank you for the existing listeners, and thank you for your contributions. And that means a lot to me, and also means that I can also produce and create, be creative. This is wonderful energy. The moment we start creating, we come back to our energy source, right? The more we're creative, the more or less anxiety we're going to get. So today, let's go on with these powerful questions of ourselves, all right? If we're feeling overwhelmed, maybe you'll get an answer just by, trying to answer these questions. So get your pen and paper, get ready. Get your pen and paper ready. It's like a little assessment here. Number one, why do we self-sabotage? Do we self-sabotage? What comes up for you here on this question? All right. These are all episodes, by the way. I mean, I have talked about sabotage in relationships, and they're amazing. So maybe you can go back 100 podcasts back or something like that, all right? And go back to self-sabotage, especially in relationships, all right? Could be family related. Well, my client, she had family problems with her siblings, and she couldn't forgive also, right? She couldn't forgive them. And I thank her for, you know, contributing and asking questions and to find some answers and hoping that she gets to hear this podcast and I might even send it to her. All right, friends, so let's go again. Why are we so hard on ourselves? How do we learn to be patient? Why do we have to feel like we need to be so hard, so rigid in our thinking? Why? Okay, so there's no need for that. We need to learn to be patient. We need to be forgiving, easygoing, right? Create this neuroplasticity of easygoing. Even the most extremes or most diverse experience that we might be having. What do you think? Okay, are we ready for question three? What would be the root cause of this overwhelmment? You know, what would be the root cause of this overwhelmment for you? What's overwhelming you? Okay, I just thought of an idea. Have you heard of something like emotional tapping technique? You know, you can start just these words, these empowering words. Even though when I'm feeling overwhelmed, even though I feel this way, overwhelmed, excited, frustrated, anxious, I totally love and forgive myself. Even though, you can actually tap your wrist if you want as you say this, closing the eyes. Even though I feel this overwhelmment, I completely love and accept myself just the way I am. Even though I'm feeling like overwhelmed, I completely love and accept the idea that I'm overwhelmed. Okay, so there you go. Even that word, the word acceptance and love, when you put that in there, your mind knows what to do with it. What do you think of that one? So what is a root cause? You know, what is a root cause of your overwhelmment? All right. Let's go with, can we develop the executive mental functions, which is the capacity to deal with the unknown in our life and not freak out on the unknowns? And that kind of triggers all kinds of things there. If we haven't fully developed the executive mental functions of our minds, and sometimes we're not taught that from children. We don't know how to deal with that. Our parents probably didn't know how to deal with it themselves. So how are we supposed to learn? Sometimes, you know, I was on a trip from Cairns, and I was very fortunate to sit with mum and a child, and I can see how she was playing games on the computer, on the phone, and at that point of age, age four, the little child was taught how to reason, how to think things out, you know, how to self-teach, this kind of thing. And this is called, you know, again, I'll cover that mental function, executive mental function in my past episode. Go and take a deep dive on that. Sometimes, even in a later age, right, we're all being, you know, we all need to be reconditioned. I truly believe that we can actually develop this state, whether there's a blockage there in our mental state, but we need to feel, you know, we need to be able to do something. It's called take some responsibility, even small lots of doing things, especially if we're feeling overwhelmed. For me, you know, I've had to learn how to drive a big beast of a bus lately, right? That's been my highlight of the last month, driving this big beast, because and the pay is good, by the way, so I volunteer to go out there, and there's a big need for that, big bus driving. So I've had to really stretch myself out and had to develop the executive mental functions of my mind and to deal with the capacity and also the resilience of the learning, the harsh learning. You know, I'm now a morning person, which I used to be a night person. It's important to lower anxiety. We need to be able to cope as a coping mechanism, learn to sleep earlier. So important, and we wouldn't be over-triggering, overwhelmed. So can we develop the executive mental functions of our minds? What do you think? Okay, moving on to another question, number five. Are we designed to suffer in this life? There is this, I don't know what you call it, but there is this kind of people. I'm going to have a stab at it. It's the natural path, natural something, natural Forget it. I'm going to, been a long day, right? And I, there is a name for it. It means that I choose not to have children, because once I give birth to children, they will suffer. You know, they will have to work. They will, they'll be like the manipulated by society, by government, by whatever, right? By a mental capacity, their own mental inefficiencies or feeling overwhelmed. I'm going to keep using that. They will live a life of overwhelmment, right? But without them having the capacity or the tools to deal with these kind of things, they will feel a little bit in suffering. So are we really designed to suffer is a question that we must ask. If we just, you know, the key is, I watched a movie the other day and it said most humans are unhappy because they just can't accept what is. How about accepting being overwhelmed? Would that help us? This will be, you know, will this make us much happier? Will this get us to have an easier solution or coping mechanisms and learn more about coping mechanisms and become more aware of what overwhelmment is? Yeah. So, once again, big question, are we designed to suffer? What do you think? Okay, does negativity rob us of our creative energy? If we keep being negative and not, then always, you know, we need energy. Look, I've had a long day, okay? My example is, today I've done something, a split shift, right? Early in the morning, wake up 5:30, right? On the job, pushing the big beast of a monster, a big bus, right? 12 point, there goes one now in my vision. 12.5, you know, meters and 18 something ton. I keep mentioning this because it's my highlight again. And you know, and then there's a nice break to meditate, split the day. It's called a split shift, and then you come onto the afternoon. Sometimes you finish at 6 p.m. Sometimes you finish at 7:30 p.m. It all varies. But as long as you manage your sleep or meditation in the end, even a 45-minute, close your eyes, let your eyes rest, and just feel yourself, be mindful of your light snoring and still awake, that really rejuvenates and really, yeah, makes us feel more fresh and we can continue. But at the moment, I'm feeling a little bit, you know, like tired, but I'm okay. But I'm feeling now my energy's rising because I am being creative here on this podcast. Not boasting, not blowing my own trumpet, but that's just sharing and caring. Okie dokie. So yeah, to me, does negativity rob? Absolutely. What do you think? Right? Every time you are negative at something, you're spiraling down the emotional chart. All right? The emotional frequency energy chart. All right? You can look that up. This kind of stuff. One day we'll do an looking into the emotional energy charts and being aware that the only way to get back to that is stay calm, be aware, and start being in your creative energy, all right? Coming back to your creative energy. Now, let's move on. What if we say this? What's in the past stays in the past. If it tries to come back or into my consciousness, into my world, right, I say into my consciousness, my alert, my zone of consciousness, awakeness, I'm awake at the moment, I don't concern myself with it. I don't need to concern myself with everything that's been offered to me. Again, once we concern ourselves with a lot of things and we don't know how to, you know, how to have boundaries, we're stuffed, right? All of a sudden, yeah, we'll feel overwhelmed. It's a natural thing to feel overwhelmed. I think I'll mention that in a little bit. So once again, what's in the past stays in the past. If it tries to come back into the surface and into your world, right, in your consciousness, in your mind, then don't concern yourself too much about it. Okay. Let's look at number 9. What would happen if we become totally aware of our duality of this life, right? There's an ups and downs, but be okay with that. The moment you accept something, you're okay with it, and things should be okay. But the moment you wrestle with it, you fight with it, right? Whatever it is for you, yeah, you're going to feel overwhelmed, 100%. So what happened if we just have the idea that there is a duality, it's a natural force of life, but You know, once we become so aware of it and conscious of this idea that things will, you know, for sure. I mean, you look at all the motivational gurus, they'll say that, you know, once you learn to get up again, right, you'll feel overwhelmed. Get up again. It's okay. But, you know, do it in small steps. It'll help. What do you think of that? Okay. Last question. How do you forgive someone, right, that's very close family to you? What's your experience on that? I now offer you, anyone out there that would like to do a podcast, become a host. If you've got, you don't have to have experience, you can just, it's not live. I'd love to chat to someone. This is an open offer for anyone that's listening. Guys, if you are finding it very difficult to forgive people, I would definitely like to really put an episode on that one, right? Because this is a biggie for most of us. And I think a very good friend of mine actually passed away last year. And he always said to me, Nick, write a book or something. Share your knowledge. Share your wisdom, right? And I remember these words on his dying bed, right? I remember him taking his last breath. And God bless him. Beautiful soul. And he always said, he knew that he was going to the other side. And he would say, just love, my friend, and very calm. Just love, just love, just love. So how do you forgive someone? All right, you don't have to forget, but you can say just love what is. You know, again, accept. You'd be much happier if we all just accepted what is, not fighting with it, not taking that bull by the horns, that beast. All right, my friends, so there we go. I'm happy you've enjoyed those interesting questions. Maybe now that you, hopefully that you've also written, all right, come back to this podcast if you're busy. I understand we all are busy. Come back to this podcast and take your time writing some answers. These are great prompts to answer, you know, if you're feeling overwhelmed. And maybe the solution will come to you. All right, so let's go deeper now, my friends, into feeling overwhelmed and anxious. Now, this is really a common experience, like especially in today's super paced world where we're bombarded with information. You know, we got so much responsibilities, and I think responsibility is good, but not to be overwhelmed. And we got so much expectation. Maybe we can lower our expectations. We can, you know, we don't have to be overwhelmed here. Let's look at some reasons why you might be feeling this way and some insights into those feelings, right? So let's look at information overload. Are you overloaded? Are you doing too much? Sometimes, you know, is there a mental filter that says that's enough? You know, I believe there's something called reticulating activating system. Some of us can't actually shut this creativity of our mind. You know, you can be thinking about something, the universe will deliver it, but it'll deliver it in many, many ways. And if you're thinking of the wrong things, yeah, you will get overwhelmed on the wrong things. So yeah, the mind can be overwhelmed. It's just too much to do. With constant access to news, social media, other forms of information, it's all out there. And it can be challenging and to process everything. And this can lead to an overwhelming sense of urgency or pressure.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit medmutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And staying, you know, and to stay informed and engaged. So there we go. Let's look at this one. Number two on the list, high expectation. Don't you just love this one? This is just high expectation. This has been my past problems, actually. I always had high expectations with my lovers, my partners, all right? And it didn't win. It was just agitating and it was overwhelming and didn't do anyone, you know, the average is more. This was very harmful for a relationship. You know, oh, I expect you to earn X amount of money and I earn so much. I want you to match me. Go back to one of my other podcasts. We talk about money in relationships. Actually, no, this is part of another podcast show I'm doing. It's called I Love Money and Money Matters. Of course it does. But there's a podcast there about expectations in relationships and money and how we can get so frustrated and overwhelmed and really, be, you know, really make ourselves suffer in one way or another. So when you feel like the need to achieve lots, and this can lead to fear of failure, right? Causing anxiety and paralysis instead of action. So, yeah, if your partner's pushing for too much high expectation, wants you to match his income, yeah, sometimes we need to, like, hang on a minute, you know? It's time to have a serious conversation and smoothen the whole conversation. And maybe sometimes you're not the right person for me, all right? Sometimes you have to, I don't know. So you work that one out. Let's go to multitasking. Getting overwhelmed because of multitasking. Trying to juggle multiple tasks at once often leads to decreased productivity. Instead of feeling accomplished, you may feel scattered and unable to focus on anything at once, which can be exhilarating and feelings of being overwhelmed. Look, I understand if you're young moms, single moms, this, you know, I understand, or young dads, single dads, okay? Or, and, you know, having a difficult relationship and you got kids on board and mouths to feed and jobs to keep and you need to keep multitasking. You got to run, you want to get yourself out of the rat race. And you think that by creating and, you know, I do agree, find the 10% and, yeah, but it doesn't have to be so. Find a space where you can enjoy, be creative, love your job. Multitask, but don't let it overswallow us. And it's not being productive when overproductive. We're not productive when we multitask because there's a lack of attention calls on that. Yes, it does feel all feelings of being overwhelmed. Okay, let's look at perfectionism. I know a lot of people are rigid in the mind. They are so perfectionists because they've got a program running all the time. They feel like I will get lots of love. Right? I live off love. Nobody loved me, so I'm going to be a perfectionist. And I'll seek love from others because when I'm perfect, I do something well and they can pat me on the shoulder and I will feel so great. Who feels like that? You know, you might feel that nothing you do is ever good enough. What kind of thinking is that? What gave you the notion to think like that? Or what gave anyone the notion to think like that? I wonder where the root cause of that is. This can, sometimes you need to get deeper into that. This can make, you know, this can make starting or completing a task daunting, leading to procrastination or inaction. As my client would say, I'm overwhelmed, I keep trying, but I stop short. Maybe there could be a little bit too much perfectionism then. Maybe you were looking for a bit of love, you didn't get it, missed it anyway. You know how you to get it, so maybe, right? All right, fear of judgment, worrying about how others perceive your efforts can lead to, like, anxiety. 100%. This fear can kind of prevent you from taking the first step or completing tasks as you may hesitate to share work or ideas. So we are we're the worst judges of our lives. There's a program running. Again, let's be gentle. Let's be kind. Let's be compassionate to ourselves. Let's be patient to ourselves, okay? And just accept what is. All right, moving on. The lack of time management. Sometimes we get overwhelmed because we feel like I can't manage this. I'm too tired from today's effort and I'll catch up tomorrow and tomorrow never comes, right? I know that. I'm a little bit like that at times, but I love creating stuff, so I tend to put more time on my creativity. Yes, like everyone else, we've got some bills to pay, all right? But I need to get out there and before the creditors start calling me and sending me to the legal department. Don't want that. So that's because of lack of time management and just pushing a little bit more, maybe that 5%, just to get that, pay that bill. It's sometimes not about not having the money. Sometimes it is. It could be just that, you know, like, oh, you can the attitude of, oh, it can wait, right? It can wait tomorrow, and that, you know, like I said, tomorrow comes and nothing gets done. So maybe just push that little bit, 5%, even though when you're feeling overwhelmed and tired, just that little, just do one thing at a time. If you just did that one thing, where it could be just simple paying that bill, that one thing you've achieved, don't focus on anything else, just that one thing. Right, that'll work. This can create a cycle of cycle of stress and anxiety as deadlines approach. If we don't manage time properly, what about physical and mental fatigue? Chronic stress can lead to exhaustion, making it really hard to manage tasks effectively. When you feel like seriously drained, the smallest responsibility can feel is so unaccomplishable. Right. Don't like that word. In some mountable, it's all mountable. Like it's like I don't have the energy. I'm wasted. I don't have the capacity anymore. All right, this is all negative work. But just think, just do the one thing and put just a little bit of that 5% more in your, and grab those little wins, because that's how that momentum, those little wins. If you've ever read what was that book again? The Atomic Habit. Right, get your hands on that book. It teaches you with increments of small increments to change, to create this habit of paying, just pushing that 1%. I'm sorry, 5% better. All right, let's look at personal circumstances, life events such as changes in relationship, work. You know, you get a something that comes up in our world, like the. You know, as I said, mentioned, there's always the ebbs and flows, and the, you know, duality of life can play out. You will have a smooth run, but nothing works that way. Something will come in your way, and you need to know how to maneuver. Just like that big bus, someone pulls in front, I've got to look ahead, plan ahead, and move away from that obstacle, right? And slow down and examine, and sometimes just better to stop and pause. Right? So these changes can lead to like emotional turmoil and difficulty focusing on tasks. What circumstances are you carrying in our life at the moment? You know, and sometimes it might be better just to say, okay, maybe it's time to do something different and pivot to something else, create something else, do something different. Because the moment you do something different from the status quo, from your comfort zone, this is where the energy belongs. This is where the energy lives, right? This is what will happen. New paths will open up, and the life is just designed that way. But if we don't, we'll feel overwhelmed with all the turmoil and all the things that we overly focus on, like most people in anxiety, over-focus and overstimulate, which is not cool, right? You need to come back to your coping mechanism and ASP. So let's talk about mentioning coping or strategies to cope with that overwhelming. We might look at prioritized tasks, identify what's most important to you, and focus on those tasks. Use lists to break down larger projects into smaller, manageable steps, many times mentioned in my podcast. Set realistic goals. Do only what's realistic. You know, sometimes one thing a day, whatever's on your do list. Don't overwhelm yourself by thinking you have to do everything on the same day. Sometimes we just don't have the capacity, and that's okay. Wait till you recover. Wait till you get a good rest. Wait till you have the energy to do a little bit more. But if you can push just a little bit, 5% a little bit more in your day, things will happen. So aim for achievable goals rather than perfection. Do not be a perfectionist. Try hard not to be a perfectionist. That's probably too easy to say that. Try hard. Try harder. All right. Celebrate small successes to build confidence, build out habits, all right? This is energy, moving the energy, creating the energy, moving. We're nothing but energy, mind, matter. It's all energy. Every time I move my hand, I move a pen or shake the phone, it's energy, So move a little bit more, just a little bit. Practice mindfulness, my friends. Techniques such as meditation or deep breathing can help ground you, give you more energy, reduce your anxiety, and take time to be present. And this presence can shift your focus away from overwhelming thoughts. Sometimes it's okay. You might have a little bit of a ruminating overwhelmment going on. It's okay. Sometimes just focus on our breathing. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Have focus on the inhale of the stomach and just slow down time and distract yourself in a positive way. All right, breathing is powerful. Limit distractions. One of my favorites, create a workplace that that minimizes distraction. Quiet time, your happy space. Where's your happy space? Set one up. Light a candle, like really start some beautiful, happy space where you can say, this is my space for the next hour. And put a, put a sign on your door, do not disturb. Do not disturb me. This is my hour of power, and I need this time out just to do something that, whether it's creative, whether it's meditation, whether it's practicing mindfulness or journaling, all right? Set specific time for checking your emails or social media, whatever it is for you, but don't overhang yourself on the social media or Facebook, The more you find that you are more involved with something else, you will eliminate social media. Social media is a distraction. It sucks up your energy, and it's usually because we're so bored or we have more time on our hands, and then our brain goes to that. Our consciousness goes to that. Being there many times, and time just flew, and to me, really, it was just a lot of waste time. I'd rather be occupied with something more creative, like writing a podcast or doing a podcast like this. So, anyway, I'm afraid my voice is kind of running away from me, so there's just a little bit left in there. So let's go for a little bit more. Seek support, that extra 5%. Seek the support. Talk to friends, family, or professionals about your feelings. Sometimes sharing your worries, getting in touch with someone, even on support groups, can lighten the load up, and then provide new perspective.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Remember, an issue shared is half an issue halved, right? Ever heard of that? So share, go. There's a lot of support groups. Talk to a counselor. Sometimes, some governments allow a 10, pack of 10 counseling sessions, right, for free. Try it out. I hope your government does that for you on the health scheme. All right. What about take regular breaks, right? Don't forget to schedule regular breaks to recharge. Close your eyes, take, like we did, that little bit of breathing does just slows things down. Put a mask on your, find a dark room, put an eye shade, put some earplugs in, reduce the noises, and accept the noises, accept what is, and focus on something else. It's okay to sometimes be ruminating, but focusing on breath can distract you from ruminations. And how about short walks? I'm about to do one. I love my walks. I'm going to do my 3 kilometer right away after this podcast. And or moments of relaxation, like, improve focus and efficiency. All right, my friends, we have one more to go. Reflect on your feelings. Now, this is a powerful one. Sometimes getting stuff out from the mind and onto the journal and putting your concerns on a journal can be so liberating, and this can help you kind of understand your emotions and identity can also get in touch with your triggers. And maybe if you dig deep enough, you'll know that you might even get in touch with those triggers. And where's the root cause of all these triggers? Triggers for your anxiety, where they're coming from, where, what day, you know, what time span of your life, right? Is it in this lifetime, or could it be something from the even deeper in the, if you believe in that kind of thing, in from the last past life? Did you bring stuff here from your last past life? Who knows? There's a lot of theories out there, right? So just do what works for you. That's what's important. And this will allow you to address them more effectively. So keep your journals right next to you. If you slackened on your habit, right? Let's get back to doing it again. It's good for your mental capacity. All right, so we wouldn't have to overwhelm as much, all right? Or you can actually eliminate it. All right, my friends, so understanding the feelings of overwhelmment is common experience to all of us, okay? And, and can be this could be the first step towards managing it yourself. So there's a lot of things shared today with you guys. I hope that you take some of them aboard and hope it's been really helpful to you. And by implementing some of these strategies mentioned, you may find it easier to navigate your responsibility and reduce your anxiety. And just like do that little bit, 5% more, my friends. That's all we need to do. Okie dokie, signing out. If you have someone that's overwhelmed or suffering one way or another and feeling anxious, maybe a podcast like this as a community support and advocate for anxiety, happy to help. And pass them on. Subscribe if you're your first time here. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast, the episode on why do we feel overwhelmed. All right, my friends, goodbye from me. Until next time, stay safe. And much blessings and all the best till next time, till our next podcast. It's Nick Jensen here, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching Podcast. We hope you found inspiration and guidance in today's episode. Remember, healing is a journey, best travel together, and every step forward counts. If you enjoy this episode, please subscribe and share it with others who may benefit. Until next time, my friends, stay mindful, stay connected, and keep taking steps towards the healing.